California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered Old Glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and man, I'll tell you what, this guy has been very busy lately in terms of writing. We have Brigadier General A.J. Tata with us here in the National Defense. General, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you and all your listeners doing?
You know what? I'm doing great, and all of our listeners are mainly active duty military veterans and their families, so you know how they're doing, right?
Well, I thank them for their service, and certainly I count myself as lucky to have served with many of them that are probably listening to you right now.
Absolutely, and I want to thank you for your service. Talk about your service a little bit. I know that you commanded some combat units in the 82nd and 101st Airborne Division, Screaming Eagles, 10th Mountain Division, and how was your military experience for you?
It was awesome. I got the jump out of airplanes with some great privates and sergeants and lieutenants and captains when I was a battalion commander in the 82nd Airborne Division. I got to fly around in a bunch of helicopters in the 101st Airborne Division, had operational deployments with the 82nd, 101st, 10th Mountain Division. I certainly loved leading and sharing the foxhole with many, many troops from many different units in Afghanistan for 13 months. And my only regret is that, in Afghanistan, we didn't bring everybody back that deployed with us. But, it was my privilege to be able to serve alongside these great men and women.
And so, General, where do you think our military is right now? I know that recruitment is down. I know that there are always, since the beginning of the military, there have been situations that are trying to get better in terms of benefits and other things. What's your assessment right now of where the United States military is?
Yeah, Randy, I struggle with this, and that's part of what the Phalanx Code, the new book, fits us men versus mission in a divided political environment that we see. And right now what we have is such a divided nation where we're having ideological whether it's DEI or the, you know, race-based instruction and all of that stuff being force-fed to our troops in uniform. And a lot of parents are saying, not for my kids.
Right.
A lot of teenagers saying, that's not for me, particularly from your traditional states that the trend more conservative states, they don't want to be part of something that is imposing upon their faith, their beliefs, their culture. And it used to be that the military was a great assimilator, and now it's a great divider. It's being employed in a way that's divisive. This orthodoxy, this ideology that's being forced through the ranks is dividing instead of uniting men and women. And a lot of people used to join the military, and some still do, to be feel part of something, right? It's a inclusive environment, and now it's in the name of inclusivity, it's being more exclusive,
right?
Because if you don't buy the orthodoxy, then you're shunned. If you don't take the shot, then you don't get to advance, or you're kicked out, or whatever. My son-in-law was a National Guard sergeant, and he couldn't go to schooling. He couldn't go to the leadership development course, and it effectively ends your career. No, you don't have to get out, but you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking to Brigadier General A.J. Tata here on the National Defense, and well said, General. And the other part of that is when you talk about that, what used to be that inclusiveness in the military, and we talk about this all the time on the program, the fact that when you're in the military, there is no divide. I mean, the person on your right or your left is the one that you trust with your life, and it's such a culture shift. Shock now, I think, to a lot of the folks that are transitioning back to go, what's happened? we have to learn a whole new language.
Yeah, you have to learn a new language, and certainly some of this orthodoxy defies logic, it defies common sense, it defies religious beliefs in many respects. To say a man is a woman is a man, there is no whatever.
Right.
And I'm not commenting one way or another that, I think if somebody raises their right hand to serve the country, they ought to be able to do so as long as they're physically and mentally fit. But don't make somebody subscribe to some orthodoxy. Unite people, focus them on the mission of, serving and defending this great nation, as opposed to, internally making them fight each other over stupid stuff.
Right. Right. Exactly. Terms. Talk about somebody on a mission. I mean, how many books have you written now? This is the new one, The Phalanx Code, a Garrett Sinclair novel. But, man, you've written numerous bestsellers.
Yeah. Thank you. 16. This is book number 16.
Wow.
And, since I retired in 2009, so that's about a book a year. And, I love the creative process. So I'm fortunate to have Macmillan St. Martin's Press as my publisher. They're a major publisher. They support me wholly in what I'm doing. Phalanx Code is this sort of epic struggle about what we're talking about, big tech and the government colluding to crush the little guy, and so doing, forcing people to believe certain things and crushing them if they don't believe certain things. That's really the theme of Phalanx Code, and our hero, General Garrett Sinclair, gets co-opted in defending this company that is trying to protect individual information, decentralized finance, decentralized Wi-Fi, those kinds of concepts that are nascent today, but, are on the rise. And so it's big tech with government against, those DeFi and DY programmers, and Sinclair is trying to protect them. And he learns of a devastating family secret, that makes the job all that much harder in the process. And it's a great story, if I do say so myself.
Well, yeah, and I mean, all kinds of twists and turns, the Phalanx Code, Garrett Sinclair novel. So, General, when you set out to write a story, do you start with the character's point of view? What's your thought process going into that?
This series is from a first person point of view, and so it's all told through Sinclair's eyes. I was talking to my agent a few years ago, and he said, "Tony, come up with a new protagonist." Yeah, my Jake Mohegan series was doing well, but St. Martin's Press offered me a nice contract, and so we wanted something a little different. So I had this general that made a few cameo appearances in some of the books, and he was kind of the JSOC, Joint Special Ops Commander, for Mohegan. And I said, okay, I'll make this guy because, I already know him in my mind. And I know what he thinks, how he believes. He's tough, but he's fair and he loves his people. And that's kind of where I start, is what's the pros and cons of the protagonist and the pros and cons of the antagonist. And I try to make them human in every way possible, where they have fantastic qualities and they have some flaws. And inversely, the antagonist I like to make just as evil as he can be, but he's kind of human and he's got some good sides to him. So and that's kind of real life, right?
Right.
Every interaction we have is dynamic, and until you really know somebody, you don't know their whether they're actually a good person or a bad person. And life, that's how life is, and that's what Sinclair faces when he's trying to defend the Project Optimus, which, think Elon Musk and X, defending liberties and freedom against this Phalanx Corporation, think Google and Facebook, the worst instincts of Google and Facebook colluding with federal governments to shut down individual freedom. I wrote this a couple of years ago, and it's all, it was before Musk bought Twitter and all of that. And I'm like, oh my God, it's actually happening.
I'm just going to say, it hits pretty close to home now.
Yeah. So, I've got a book signing at Fort Cavazos, formerly Fort Hood, next week. Hope to see some soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines out there. And I'm on the trail right now, heading up to Jacksonville, Florida, Neptune Beach, bookmark, and then up to Virginia Beach, where I'm sure there's a lot of your listeners out at Prince Anne Country Club.
Absolutely.
On Saturday night this week. Next week I'm in Coronado on next Saturday, obviously a lot of your listeners out there, and I'm in San Clemente and Orange as well, and then I'm in Phoenix, Scottsdale, Oklahoma City.
Sure.
You got listeners all over the world, and I'd love to meet them on the trail.
Got a lot of SEALs. We're talking to Brigadier General A.J. Tata here on the National Defense. His new book is, it just sounds so fascinating, The Phalanx Code, a Garrett Sinclair novel. General, you craft your characters in such great detail. You probably have a lot of folks coming up to you from time to time going, I think I served with that guy.
I do. I everywhere I go, and that's one of the reasons I do these extensive book tours, is because I love interacting with the people at the book signings and the talks, and I love talking about the great men and women with whom I served. And every book signing, there's at least one person. And I'll never forget, I was doing a book signing at Fort Knox, and it was a big crowd was there, and all the way in the back, I didn't have my glasses on. I can see great up close, but I need a little bit of help far away. And I see this hand go up, and I say, yes, sir. I get asked this question, what was the craziest thing you did at West Point? You know, so I just answered like they always say, oh, we used to climb up on top of the water tower and swim in the water tower and, you know, take a six-pack of beer, all of which was not supposed to be happening. And I'm walking a little closer, and he starts laughing, and he was my tactical officer, the active duty guy. And I'm like, wait a minute, you're Freddie Fender. You know, we called him Freddie Fender. And I'm like, wait a minute, I shouldn't have said that. You're Captain Fender. He started laughing. That's probably one of my funnier stories. We had a great time and chatting and catching up, and I have so much fun doing all of that.
Well, and this kind of hits close to home for me too, this new book, because we're based in Kansas City, Missouri, and Garrett Sinclair is freed from Fort Leavenworth, right?
Yep.
Right down the road.
At the end of Total Empire, something happens that lands him in the disciplinary barracks, and the cast of characters from my previous books come together, and the Elon Musk equivalent resources his breakout because he needs Garrett Sinclair to protect him from the carnivorous Phalanx Corporation, and that's the setup in the first couple of chapters that takes place without giving anything away.
I can't wait to read this. It's the Phalanx Code, a Garrett Sinclair novel. General, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your service, of course, and continued success.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
There are people who say things aren't made here anymore. Those people should make a trip to Michigan, or Kentucky, or Illinois, where you'll find our workers, and dealers, and engineers, and technicians, building at the Ford Motor Company, the same way we have for over a century, in the same place, for the same reason, built for America.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
My name is Ariel. I'm a strategic sourcing specialist at the Disneyland Resort. Transitioning out of the military is challenging. It can be one of the hardest things you've ever done. That challenge became the beginning of my journey. The military fellowship program allowed me to find the next chapter. It's the pathway to help veterans transition into the private sector. The Walt Disney Company does a great job of letting veterans know that they have a home here and can help them continue to give back to the community and build long-lasting relationships and create magic.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, Bob McGrath here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Man, I'll tell you what, this is perfect for our program, is perfect for our audience, and I'm just so fascinated to find out about Lucy Walsh. She's best known as an actress in film and TV series such as Criminal Minds, No Strings Attached, Mother's Day, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and more. She's a producer and singer who has toured internationally with Maroon 5. She's lived about 15 lifetimes, and she's also the daughter of Eagles rock star Joe Walsh. And she's here with us with a brand new book called Remember Me as Human. Lucy Walsh is with us here on the National Defense. Lucy, how are you?
Hi, Randy. I'm really great. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. This is great, and it's so great for our military and veteran audience because there's so many things that touch on veteran things that you're involved with, as is your dad. I mean, I think I remember Joe being a part of a veterans concert, I think, right?
Yes, I'm so honored to be here with your listeners. My dad's very involved. He gives a concert every year called Vets Aid, and he's very passionate about giving back to veterans. His father, my grandfather, Robert Fiddler, was killed in World War II over in Okinawa, and his stepdad, George Walsh, was also in the service in Japan as well. And then my grandfather Dale on my mom's side, he fought in World War II in France on right behind the front lines. And I have his 63 remaining love letters to my grandmother Wanda, and that is what my book is based on, are those letters.
Yeah, that's so cool. Now, when did you first find out that those letters existed?
My grandmother Wanda gave me these 63 letters when I was 17. And right away, I knew they were very important and that I wanted to turn them into a film someday. But I didn't know how to do that yet, so I just started asking questions about them. And my grandfather, Dale, died of Alzheimer's before I got a chance to really speak with him. Mm. And that really scared me to see him die that way.
Sure.
And I think my trauma response was to just go into overdrive asking questions because I didn't know where Alzheimer's would strike next. And I thought that if I could just gather everybody's memories, Alzheimer's would never win again.
That's great.
And that ultimately led me to sitting with my grandmother Wanda in her nursing home when she was 97. And I interviewed her for 3 days about her life and the letters. And I'm so grateful that I did because she died 4 months later. And it was a big lesson in not taking time for granted.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairers will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
We're talking to Lucy Walsh here in the National Defense, her new book, Remember Me as Human. Where did that title come from? Is that something that your grandmother said?
She did, yeah. I along the way, I was very stuck, and I didn't know how to finish the story. And she had actually died, not to get too woo-woo here, but she came through to me through a medium, and she said, I want to tell you how to finish your book. And I said, oh, God, thank God, because I don't know how much truth to tell, because in my family and everybody's family, there are certain things that people would not want the whole world to know.
Right.
And
right.
I talk about all of it in my book. but I said, I don't know how much truth to tell. I want to protect my family, but I got to tell the truth. And she said, you must tell the entire truth about everything. And I said, but it makes you look bad. And she said, no, it makes me look human, and I want to be remembered as human. Ugh. And so that's where the title came from.
Wow. Well, when you...
I know.
That is incredible. When you started reading these love letters, what a treasure. What a treasure trove there, huh? And
oh, my God, I know.
What was the thing that struck you the most about those?
Well, this is... I'm just so honored to share this with your specific listeners. I was blown away by the peek that I got into the life of a soldier in World War II. My grandfather was in his late 20s. He was in France and Ireland and England, right behind front lines for 3 years. And he describes it so beautifully and powerfully about the Red Cross and his barracks and his buddies and, you know, getting to go see a film or getting a chaplain would come and give them a church service, and it was in French, but they didn't care because it just felt good to be close to God.
Hmm.
He just describes Army life in such a fascinating way that we don't know unless we're there, and people have no idea how horrific war is. And he didn't put that in his letters because he was trying to keep himself and his wife alive. So he talked about the sweet things and the good things, and all that kept him going was their love and thinking about family back home. And these letters are incredibly sweet and poetic, and it's very interesting to know that man in his 20s, where in life I knew him in his 80s, and he was quiet. I don't really remember his voice when he got older. He didn't speak very much, but I know him from his letters, and it's two aspects of the same man that never came together in front of me.
Yeah, you know, we hear about that so much on the program about people, especially in World War II, for some reason, that they just never talked about it. You know, they just never talked about it.
No.
And we've had programs where we'll interview somebody from World War II and have their kids on the line, and it's the first time that they've ever heard what their dad did. And it's just I think it's just that generation of, hey, I went, I did my job, I'm done, I'm going to move on, right?
Yeah, and they didn't want to talk about it again because it was horrific and it was traumatizing. And my grandma didn't want to hear about it either. And the letters are a big part of the book. I have excerpts of about 40 of them included in the book. And my grandmother says many times throughout the book, I did not want to know. I did not want to hear it. You know, it was too much. It was too much for people. And we all handle grief in different ways. Some people run from it. Some people want, you know what I mean? We're
right,
all different.
Right.
And the book really, really touches on all that.
We're talking to Lucy Walsh here in the National Defense and her new book, Remember Me as Human. And you talk about your dad. You talk about Crazy Joe in this too, right?
I do, yeah. I didn't mean to write about my own life, but it was naturally
intertwined
with my grandmother's, you know. So it really became out of my own life and my grandmother's, and yeah, it's pretty interesting how it all ties together.
I can't even imagine. I mean, you know, Joe Walsh is your dad. You got the whole Eagles scenario around you.
That, yeah.
I mean, is it as crazy as somebody would imagine?
Yes.
I'll bet. It's so funny. I just listened to your, you did a podcast for a while with Annabelle, your friend Annabelle Jones.
And
she's the daughter of the monkey Davy Jones. And you're married to the son of another famous person, right?
That's right, yeah. My husband, Will, he's from England, and his mom is an actress named Yvette Fielding, and she's the host of a show called Most Haunted. She's a paranormal investigator. So it's a lot of showbiz people in my life.
I was going to say, is there a club, Kids of Famous People club that you just hang around with?
Well, you know, Annabelle and I really banded together. We wanted to talk about, we've both had major record deals. We both have these famous dads, and we wanted to share that with other young people, young artists. And 3 weeks into the podcast, her husband was killed in a car accident.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. It's shocking. Along with his best friend. And we chose to continue the podcast in real time and share the journey of working through her grief and losing her husband at an early age. And it became about loss and grief and rebuilding and healing and trauma. And it took off. It absolutely blew up. Apparently, people really need to talk about this stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And it seems like you're, Lucy, like you're the kind of person that doesn't look away. You know, you're one of those people that face stuff head on. Is that how you've always been?
Yes. I'm writing that down. That's really interesting that you say that. Doesn't look away. Yeah, I have always been like that. I think that we all handle trauma differently. And my way of surviving has always been to face it head on. Yeah, you're making me realize that in a lot of ways. Like I volunteer sometimes at children's hospitals with an organization called the Art of Elysium, and I take my piano in there and I play for the children.
That's great.
In the hospitals. And I tell them, because you can say, like, don't put me in with people who are going to die.
Right.
I don't want to see the scary stuff. And I always tell them, like, put me in wherever you need me. Put me into the critical rooms, because that is where we are needed most.
Wow.
And I have always felt that I want to contribute where the most help is needed. And I think those are the scariest places to look. And if you don't mind me just sharing really quickly another organization I work with along those lines, is that okay?
Absolutely.
So currently, because of my book, it deals with being in my grandmother Wanda's nursing home. That is a big part of the story, what I experienced there. And so I have partnered with an organization called the National Association of Long-Term Care Volunteers. It's a mouthful, but what they do is they bring in volunteer care companions across the nation and to sit with elderly people in nursing homes. You can get involved so easily. You can go online and get trained, and then you can go to the nursing home in your town at the bottom of your road, and you can sit with someone for an hour and read with them or play cards or talk to them about their life or play music, whatever. It's so easy to get involved, and the elderly population is something that society doesn't want to look at. We don't want to look at our own mortality. We really shy away from that, but we're all headed there, and we don't lose our humanity as we get older, and we need that human connection no matter what age we are. So I really stand for nurturing that human connection and having that intimacy together, and that's really what my book is about, and that's what I hope it inspires readers to do in their own lives.
I love that. We don't lose our humanity when we get older. That is so good. And dignity as well.
Dignity is the most important thing in the world, I feel.
What is the name of the organization again, Lucy?
It's called the National Association of Long-Term Care Volunteers. So it's really easy. On my Instagram, there are links to their website. So if you follow me on Instagram, the Lucy Walsh, there are links to their website. It's very easy to get involved.
I'm gonna do it. That's just
yeah.
That's great. That's so good. Thank you for this book. I cannot wait to read this. This is going to be so great. It's called Remember Me as Human, and we'd love to have your dad on here sometime to talk about the concert. Love to get some information.
Please, keep in touch. Let's definitely continue our conversation, and there's so much to talk about with regards to veterans and all of that. I am developing another podcast for the future where I'm having guests on every week to share their own family letters in times of war and in times of peace. Because, we all have these letters and artifacts in our own families, and I want to create a space for people to share that.
Is that Broads in a Bathtub?
No, that's something that I was toying with, but that's on the back burner for now.
Well, no, please let us know about that, because that sounds fascinating. Lucy Walsh, has life been good to you so far?
Life has been so wonderful to me so far. I'm so grateful every day I get to wake up and keep on trucking.
So good. Lucy, thank you so much for everything. Have a great day, and all my best to your family.
Thank you, Randy. I'll see you soon.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
I'm Dan, and I'm a manager of supplier diversity at the Walt Disney Company. I enlisted in the Army when I was 17 years old, did a quick 30 years after that, and got out in 2017. Leaving that after 30 years, it's a scary thing. Figuring out how do I get where I want to be, that was the biggest challenge. I was looking for a company that I felt just as proud to work for that I did while I was in uniform. I remember one day I was driving home, and I said, I'm going to be a cast member at Walt Disney World. A few weeks later, it happened, so it was just a seamless transition, and I knew I'd made the right decision on which company to come to.
There are people who say things aren't made here anymore. Those people should make a trip to Michigan, or Kentucky, or Illinois, where you'll find our workers, and dealers, and engineers, and technicians building at the Ford Motor Company, the same way we have for over a century, in the same place, for the same reason, built for America.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated organizations who received grants. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Redding Rancheria Community Fund, helping to continue the cycle of giving. The Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner, brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
To the Bob Woodruff Foundation, and he's important to our entire Got Your Six network. Without his generosity and his vision, there would be many fewer organizations able to provide services to this military and veteran population that we're committed to serve.
And now, what are your military connections? I know kind of a military brat, moved around a lot, right?
I grew up in a proud Army family. My dad was an Army officer, and I grew up and married into the Navy. So I've seen two of the services.
Yeah, really. You got a couple of branches under your belt there. That's so great. Well, that is fantastic, and it's nice to know that you're still continuing that service with the Bob Woodruff Foundation. And this is a very interesting report that you guys did here, and you looked at the ability of community organizations, right, to meet those needs for veterans in their communities?
We did. So we survey our Got Your Six network every 2 years, and this report is the result of our 2023 survey. So our network consists of over 300 organizations in all 50 states, in Puerto Rico and Guam and American Samoa. And in each case, what we've asked our partners to do is report not just on their single organization, but on the combination of their capability and the partners that they network with in their community.
Well, that is great, because we get a lot of questions on this program all the time about which organizations are the best, and is this organization that I'm donating to, are they serving the needs of the veterans? And so this is fantastic for us. Some of these findings are a little bit alarming. Only about 30% of the organizations you surveyed said they can meet the need for mental health services that their clients require. 30%, huh?
That's right. That's right. And let's be clear about what these data represent. Yeah. So lots of surveys ask veterans or ask military families about what their issues are, and we call those propensity surveys, right? But what we're doing is a little bit different, and it complements those types of surveys. So what we're doing is asking our partner organizations who serve veterans who walk in their door, of those that you're serving, if they have a need, what are their needs? Mm. And so when they say, for example, 84% of them said many or almost all people who walk in our door asking for help, mental health needs are amongst the help they're requesting.
Okay.
So it's a little bit different sort of way to look at the needs and the gaps out there. But what it does for us is it says not just where the needs are, but where the problems are addressing those needs. Those gaps are just so important. And you're right, the gaps are really concerning.
Well, and you know, we hear so much about the mental health concerns these days. And I know the Bob Woodruff Foundation takes care of so many things, not just the mental health aspects for veterans, but also food insecurity and employment, underemployment. Those kind of things. The other finding that you have here, you say 15% of the organizations surveyed said they can satisfy the need for emergency financial assistance. And that's
right.
Something that you guys also, especially with your new disaster fund, that you guys certainly do a big part of that. But that's an eye-opening stat there.
It is. We, you know, as a foundation, we started looking more at urgent needs at the beginning of the pandemic. We published a report based on publicly available data showing that about 15% of veterans were employed in the top five industries likely to be affected by the pandemic, things like transportation, the airlines, and entertainment. And we got very concerned from what we were hearing about our partners, about people walking in needing food, needing help paying their rent. And that really hasn't wavered much since then. In fact, this 2023 report shows that, you know, needs are increasing. And the percentage of people who do walk in their door requesting those needs are higher.
What was the most surprising thing to you in this report?
That everything is getting worse almost.
Hmm.
And that feels like sort of a doomsday statement, but the percentage of our partners saying many or almost all have these needs is increasing in basic needs. It's increasing in health issues.
Yeah, we're talking to Meg Harrell here on the National Defense Chief Program Officer at the Bob Woodruff Foundation. So what do we do?
Well, we dig in and we continue the course. So we're continuing investments to organizations. on the ground where we continue to encourage our partners to collaborate with one another. And most of our partner network organizations do. That's one of the reasons they're part of our network, is they recognize the strength of collaboration. So if you're a best-in-class mental health clinic, but your patients, your clients have other needs, recognize that you can't do it all and partner with the other organizations that can address those needs, because these needs are interconnected. Especially when it comes to food insecurity and, you know, emergency financial assistance, you know, the more we can get upstream of the need, you know, a hungry family needs food today. But if we just give them food and don't look for the reason they have that need, we're not solving the problem, right? We're just solving the problem today.
Right, right. Whether that be mental health or employment, or I know you looked at transportation in this report too, right?
Right. You know, transportation continues to be a need for so many of our veterans, especially those in rural areas. And, you know, one of the ways that, you know, the average citizen can help if they're interested is work with their local VA to think about whether they can drive a veteran to appointments.
Oh, that's a great point. And some of these things are, I think, not as easy. Nothing's easy, but pretty simple to do for people that really have that desire to help, right?
Well, I think everybody can help a little bit. And the other thing I want to point out is I know a lot of your listeners are the military and veteran community. And I just want to, you know, put a statement out there that, you know, the one of the best things you can do is ensure self-care, that you're taking care of yourself so that you can then help and take care of others, whether that's your family or whether it's, you know, better service to our nation.
Well, Meg, you've got a very unique perspective from the viewpoint as a kid growing up in a military family and now overseeing some of these programs at Bob Woodruff. And I just wonder how have things changed, or have they, from the time, you know, did your family go through some food insecurity? Was it tough? I mean, obviously always tough moving around the country. But how can you kind of compare and contrast that for us?
I can, with a smile on my face. You know, the military experience was really good for my family growing up. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't easy. I attended nine schools before I graduated, and my siblings, you know, similar numbers. But as a family, we were very strong, and it was a great experience for us. Not all families fare as well. And one of the things that we're seeing now is the effect on military kids. And this is a national crisis for mental health for all of our children, whether their parents are in uniform or not. Right. But military families are especially affected by this issue. And we have as many as 43% of military families saying that they're concerned about the mental health of at least one of their children. So
Did you say 43%?
43%.
Wow.
And in a different survey, we have more than a third of military teenagers saying they've thought about harming themselves or others. Mm. So we have multiple data points and lots of reasons to be concerned about the children in our military families.
Wow. Wow. That's a big number. And it's something that, you know, it's like anything else, Meg. If it's not going on in your family, sometimes you kind of forget about that, or, you know, you don't even think about that. What is the best way for people to find out more about this report, number one, and then about the Bob Woodruff Foundation?
Well, our website is a great resource. It includes not just our published research in this report is, you know, one of the items that one of the resources we've provided, but it also provides links to our entire network of partners. So you can look to see what organizations are serving the military and veteran community in your location and learn a little bit about them.
Well, that's great stuff. Meg, thank you so much for taking the time today. You guys are doing such great work there, and just continue to do so. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been a pleasure, and appreciate your attention to this community.
Absolutely. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Did you serve in the military? If so, you can obtain a free lifetime pass to more than 2,000 federal recreation sites. These sites are located across more than 400 million acres of public lands, including national parks, wildlife refuges, and forests. The lands host activities to fit any lifestyle: hiking, biking, fishing, camping, and much more. Gold Star families are also eligible for these free lifetime passes. Plus, they cover entrance fees for a driver and all passengers in a car, or up to three additional adults at sites that charge per person. Obtaining one is easy. Just go to the National Park Service website, nps.gov, or the National Park Service app.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.